Queen Amina of Zazu. Queen Amina was said to be born around the year 1533 in the Zazu province of modern-day Nigeria. She was the daughter of Queen Bakwa, the Habe or ruler of the Zazu kingdom after the reign of Amina's grandfather, Habe Zazu Nohir. She would begin learning how to rule a kingdom as a toddler, attending state meetings with her grandfather, learning all she could. By the time Amina was 16, her mother became the queen of Zazu, and she began learning the responsibilities of a queen from her mother. Many people expected her to become her mother's successor. She would participate in the daily governmental affairs with the kingdom's seasoned luminaries. In addition to honing her political skills, she also mastered military science. In 1566, Queen Bakwa died and Amina's younger brother, Karama, became the new Habe of the Zazu kingdom. During the reign of Karama, Amina was becoming a legend in the Zazu military. She became a wealthy warrior and the leader of the Zazu cavalry. In 1576, Amina would become the 24th Habe of the Zazu kingdom after the death of her brother, Karama. During her reign, one of her goals was to expand the trade routes of the Zazu kingdom to ensure safe trading grounds for her people. She was able to expand the borders of the Zazu kingdom down to the Atlantic coast, strengthening her kingdom. As a military leader, she would lead armies of 20,000 soldiers and more into battle against her enemies to expand the trade routes. The results of her victories would often be the founding of new cities that would become a part of her kingdom. It is often said that after battles, Amina would take a lover for the night from the nation she just defeated. After the night with the soldier, she would have him killed. It is also said that she never married for fear of losing power. Amina was able to expand her kingdom and her legend by soundly defeating her enemies and establishing new cities and territories for her people. She was able to acquire the largest amount of territory of any ruler in that area before or after her reign. Amina ruled for 34 years. During that time, she became one of history's greatest military commanders. As she captured new territories during her campaigns, she would build walls around the encampments to help protect her territories. Some of the walls of Amina can still be seen today in the areas of Nigeria. In 1610, Amina died, but she was never forgotten. She is still remembered today in Nigeria as Amina, daughter of Nikatu, woman as capable as a man. The Zazu kingdom came to power after the fall of the Songhai Empire. Although Amina was the 24th Habe of the Zazu kingdom, she was the one who helped the kingdom reach its apex. Queen Amina of Zazu, we proudly, proudly stand on your shoulders. For more information, please visit www.ontheshouldersone.com.